Good morning. Today we turn our attention to the subject of self-denial as part of our reflections in this season of Lent. Lent is a very important season in the Christian calendar. It is a 40-day period from Ash Wednesday to Holy Thursday that commemorates the 40 days Jesus spent in the wilderness in preparation for his death, burial, and resurrection. In this period of Lent, Christians around the world dedicate more time to fasting, prayer, introspection, and self-discipline in an effort to more closely mirror the life of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, Jesus spoke the following words: "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." End quote. My purpose this morning is not to do a full-scale exposition of these words of Jesus, but rather to focus our attention topically on the requirement of self-denial for all those who would claim to follow Jesus as their Lord. Self-denial is not a popular or attractive subject. However, I believe there are at least two reasons why we need to pause this morning to consider this subject. First, the postmodern age in which we live is marked by individualism, self-centeredness, and entitlement. And all these attitudes, my friends, are opposed to the Christian requirement of self-denial. Secondly, there can be no progress in discipleship without an understanding and the practice of the discipline of self-denial. Friends, the truth is, there is a lot of indiscipline in our society, which is due in part to selfishness. However, if we practice self-denial, we can restore a lot of order in our society. We can restore greater civility and greater sense of gentleness in our society. Also, the practice of self-denial can help to spark a revival in our church, especially in the areas of discipleship, evangelism, and missions. What do we mean, though, by self-denial? Why do we find self-denial difficult? Are there biblical requirements for practicing self-denial? How do we and I grow in the discipline of self-denial? Let's consider these questions in turn. According to the Dictionary of Bible Themes, quote, "Self-denial is the willingness to deny one's self of possessions or status in order to grow in holiness and commitment to God," end quote. From this definition, it is clear that self-denial is not just withholding oneself from possessions or a sense of one's status. It is about the end goal of self-denial. Self-denial is about growth in holiness, and it's about commitment to God. But why do we find self-denial so difficult? I believe that we find self-denial very difficult at times, because what God wants for us and what we want for ourselves as human beings, as individuals, clashes with our desire for comfort, for praise, significance, popularity, and for power. Let me illustrate with some biblical examples. Like God's call to Abraham, self-denial challenges our desire for comfort. He was called to leave his comfortable place at 75 years old. We don't want to do that kind of stuff, my friends. When Ananias and Sapphira pretended to give to God all the money they had from the land they sold, but kept back some for themselves, they were really satisfying human desire for praise. When Hannah struggled in prayer with her barrenness, she was dealing with a human desire for significance, because in those days, many women were not regarded as significant if they did not bear a child in this world. Their barrenness was a barrier to their significance. When the people compared Saul's victory to David's, Saul was very angry in his response, and it revealed his desire, or the human desire, for popularity. When Absalom usurped David's kingdom, or David's throne, according to 2 Samuel, it revealed the human desire for power. Friends, listen to me this morning. There can be no progress in Christlikeness without a willingness to deny ourselves of our desire for comfort, our desire for praise, our desire for significance, our desire for popularity, and our desire for power. The truth is, when we are unwilling to deny ourselves of these things, we will discover that these are the issues that raise its ugly head and strain relationships in family. These are the issues that cause churches to split. If we're unwilling to deny ourselves of these things, these are the issues, my friends, that can retard growth in communities, stifle organizations, and even cause politicians to lose their jobs. Are there biblical requirements for practicing self-denial? The discipline of self-denial includes fasting. Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:16, quote, "When you fast, do not be somber like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their face to show men that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they already have their full reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face," etc. End quote. Friends, religious fasting is not just skipping a meal. Biblical fasting is putting your body's natural desire and even strong desire for food under subjection, that you might seek God with your whole heart, that you might desire Him more than your necessary food. With fasting, you are saying to God, "God, you matter to me more than food." The discipline of self-denial also includes prayer. Jesus said in Matthew 6:41, quote, "Watch and pray that you do not enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak," end quote. My friends, in prayer, we commune with God. We deepen our fellowship with God. In prayer, we obtain insight and direction from God. In prayer, we open ourselves to resources and solutions outside of ourselves. Pull yourself away from your smartphone. It is entertaining, sometimes informative, to be even glued to your television screens. Sometimes you have to pull yourself away from the juicy novels, or your business, or even the noisy children around your home, just to pray. But self-denial requires that. The discipline of self-denial also includes giving to the poor and needy. According to Galatians 2, verse 10, as well as Galatians 6, verse 10, God calls us to deny ourselves so that we can remember the poor and give to the poor, but also those who belong to the household of faith. Christians are easily identified as people who are giving and forgiving. Without the discipline of self-denial, you will not have a lifestyle of generosity. You will find that difficult, my friends, and you'll be numbered among those who are always grabbing for themselves. Friends, remember that the most important things in life are not things, and we only really have what we give away and store up in heaven, not what we keep to ourselves. The discipline of self-denial also includes living modestly rather than indulging in excessive luxury. According to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9, we are told, quote, "Likewise, also that women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel, with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly attire," end quote. Friends, we may have different interpretations about this verse, but what is extremely clear about this, that the verse is raising some concerns about indulgence in excessive luxury. The truth is, we have to pay attention to this if we are going to be denying ourselves of even things that we can legitimately claim and possess as followers of Jesus Christ. It is the German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer that reminds us, quote, "When God calls a man, he bids him come and die." Self-denial is required from God for all those who would desire to grow in holiness and commitment to God. In this season of Lent, my friends, is this your desire? Do you desire to grow closer to God? Then ask God to help you in the discipline of self-denial. Next week, we'll reflect on the subject of self-examination.